got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We are also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. Are you violating God's laws? Are you violating God's laws? Are you? Is you? Are you violating God's laws? Amazing question. Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you would love to, you would still want to hear it anywhere in the world, while it is happening, you can podcast and listen on your phone and move about and do what you need to be doing if you can't just sit and watch it. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. Amazing. And we're going to catch up with the super chats that we missed yesterday due to time. And, but first, last 2 hours of the show on Wednesdays, is Manhood Hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. And then the first hour of the show, because we love the Blacks, it is Black Excellence Hour. That was the good old days. What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
Keep that. Amazing. It is amazing. You know what else is amazing? And this is like really, really, really just mind-blowing amazing. What I'm about to say, listen up. This is so amazing. It's just amazing. And this is to each adult individual, male and female. You are responsible for you. And only you are responsible for you. I'm not responsible for you and your life. You are not responsible for me or my life. If you're married with children, your responsibility is to feed your children. And if the wife is staying home raising your children, feed her too. But other than that, nobody else is responsible for you. I noticed that in this world today, people like to think, and they overthink it, that somebody else is responsible for you and your life. Where did that thinking come from? Where did that type of thinking come from? It hasn't always been that kind of thinking. I can hear my grandparents tell me now, you're responsible for your own self as an adult. I'm not responsible for you as an adult. You're not responsible for me as an adult. And so take back your life and work on your life and live. Just live your life. You don't have to be like everybody around you. Don't try to be like anyone else. You are responsible for you. And so as far as the hell that's in you, the evil, the demons that possesses you, it is your responsibility to overcome the demons. You got to work on you, and nobody can help you with that. I point the way to it, but I can't make you do it. I'm not responsible for you overcoming evil. And every human being, every individual on the planet is possessed. And you don't know the depths of how you're possessed with evil. There are layers and layers of evil inside of every human being. And it's very, very difficult for you to see those layers of demons inside of you. And especially if you don't want to see them, and most people don't. They don't want to see how possessed with evil they truly are. And as a result, hell is on earth. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Human beings are possessed and don't even know it. If you were to just take a peek, a little look for a minute inside of yourself and want to see it, you're going to be stunned at what you find. And then if you stay with it and try to overcome it, oh, Lord, those demons are going to have a fit inside of you. They're going to say, I'm depressed. I'm lonely. I need love. I need to be ambitious. I need a bigger house. I need a wife and children. Or the ladies are going to say, I need a husband and children. Those demons will lie to you. But you think that is you because you so identify with them. You and I are not our thoughts, our bodies, our emotions. You don't have a past and you don't have a future. But you don't know that because you've been lied to by other deceivers, your parents, your teachers, your preachers, and others. They've literally from the day you pop out of your mama's womb, they've caused you to look from the outside instead of from within. I think there's a saying in the Bible that you want to keep your glass half full, half empty, so you can constantly get understanding about what's really going on with you. It's a mess. The human heart is wicked. And in and not just in when people physically murder one another, rob one another, and all that. That's evil. Human beings possessed by evil, that's how they carry it out. But when you send out the wrong energy toward others, the wrong thoughts and feelings about others and yourself, that's evil. You are evil. Your energy is evil. It's not of the light, it's of the darkness. When you send out thoughts about others, whether so-called good or bad, that's evil. It's pure evil. But you call it good because you think it's you. Why not be neither good nor evil? Why not let go of all your ambitious ideas and plans and see what life would give you? You, as an individual, and only you, can and are responsible for your own spiritual life. And ladies, if you're married and you're fortunate enough to be home with the children, or not, your husband is not responsible for your spiritual life. There's nothing he can do about it. He can't even save himself. How can he save you? Grandpa tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. Why don't you, for those who want to, I realize most people don't, but for those who do want it, you're sick of your thrills, you're sick of fake fun, and think you're having fun when you're really miserable, because when the fun times are over, you go home and cry. As soon as you get in your car to leave the game, the football game, the soccer game, the party, or when the date is over, all of a sudden you feel lonely again. You feel by yourself. And you wonder why. And instead of staying with that, you make a phone call. Or you stop by somebody else's house or some other event. What a sad way to live, huh? And you call that life. You call it thrills. I want you to know, though, you got to make up your mind, you as an individual. Are you going to love the world, or are you going to love what's right first with all your heart, soul, and might? Because what's going to happen for those men and women who get serious about overcoming your friends, your so-called friends you have right now, they will no longer be your friends. They won't like you. Your family member will turn against you. Your marriage will get rough. And you will, what the? And you will be tempted to turn away from working on you. Resist it. Don't do it. Amazing, huh? You're responsible for you. I can't save you. Nobody can. No one. No type of religion or anything can save you from your own misery. No drugs. I know I've heard of people who take psychedelics thinking that somehow or another they see God. That ain't going to do it. You may have, it sounds like you have some type of hallucination, and it relaxing you or something, and you think that's God. God didn't tell you to pop no drugs to find him. What the? He told you to let go and find, and he'll take care of you. The spirit of truth. Amazing. And it's going to get worse because this is hell on earth. But you don't have to be concerned if you let the world go. And the hell will be going on inside of everybody else around you, but it won't be happening to you. You'll still be living in this world. You'll be functioning. Because we're social beings, you'll still be dealing with people, go to a party or event once in a while, but you won't be of it. Because you've overcome the world. For those that do. So, it's a spiritual battle. Do what you want with that. And you're out of your mind every time you say or even think you want to, I'm going to go and help somebody. You're on an ego trip. You're miserable. That's why you want to go and help somebody, because you're miserable and you think helping others, quote unquote, will make you feel better or be better. It won't. Ain't that much helping in the world. Everybody's trying to help somebody except baby Jessica's daddy. Did you hear about this? And again, it doesn't have to be in physical violence. It could be in a thought. It could be in the negative energy you put out there to the world, to your enemy, to yourself, to your children, to your family. Your energy is negative because your heart is wicked. Your heart is wicked. So you have the raw energy flowing through you. Energy of evil and not of love. And love is not a feeling. Human beings don't have love. It strictly comes from above. When you admit your heart is wicked, you're angry. You can read the Bible till the cows come home. The Bible is just a book. And you worship the book. Have you noticed that Bible thumper people, whether it's Allahu Akbar, or Judaism Bibles, Christian Bibles, whomever Bible. People worship the Bible. Think about that. And God said, you should have no other God before him. They made the Bible their God. I'm in the Word. They said, I had to study the Word. I had to go home so I can study the Word. They have made, think about that. Can you get into Dharma? They took a book, and they call it inflatable. What?
Infallible.
Infallible. Right? They call the Bible infallible. What in the world is infallible? What does infallible mean?
That
it sounds like a god.
Yeah, that it can't be wrong type stuff.
You got to be crazy to think that.
Let me look it up.
How come it can't be wrong when Bible been rewritten over and over again by evil human beings? Human beings ain't gonna write the truth down. What the? For the most part. The Bible is not infallible. The Bible is just a book. And it's called Bible. It's like AI is called AI, but AI is just AI. It's not infallible. As a matter of fact, I found out from hate yesterday, AI is liberal. I'm like, I can't, what the? And he knew it or knows it. What are you saying?
Infallible is an adjective that means incapable of making mistakes or being wrong. It describes a person, process, or systems totally unerring, flawless, or certain to work without failure. Per Google AI, Webster, etc.
You got to really be out of your mind to think that the Bible is incapable of having mistakes in it. Something really has to be wrong with you. Really, something has to, you have to clearly, your mind is screwed up all the way if you think that there are no mistakes in the Bible. After all this time of rewriting and rewriting and rewriting, something's wrong with you. And they take that Bible and they make it like God. They think the Bible is the sword. I got my sword with me today. What a sad way to live. The word is made flesh. It's in your heart. It's in you. In the beginning, there was the law, and the law was with God in the beginning. And the law, God, was made flesh in the beginning. It was put into your heart. The laws of God is in your heart. It's been made flesh. The truth, everlasting life, is in your heart. It's not in some book. The book tells you about it. It points to the heart. But you seem to not ever find it in the book for some reason. In the beginning, there was the law. God is the law. And the law is in you. It's not on the outside. Isn't that amazing? But they rewrote it, and they said, in the beginning, there was the word was God, God was the word, and word, and God was the word. And now the lost people think Christ is God. Christ is the law. And you are the law because it's in you, but you don't have sense enough to know it. Because you will not take responsibility for you. You leave it up to someone else. But anyway, over in St. Louis, from Fox 26, St. Louis, they are reporting that a whole family, was targeted in multiple shootings Sunday across East St. Louis, Illinois. Oh, we don't have that sound right. I'll come back to it.
This feels like something that would happen on the first 48, not nowhere near, you know, right across from you.
Neighbors Kavion Johnson and Samuel McLean Jr. at Gompers Public Housing Unit were in shock.
It's a peaceful neighborhood, so when everybody get woke up and to hear that it's a female deceased, that's a lot because we're not used to it.
By the details of a quintuple homicide that happened on Sunday.
At least seven members of the targeted family were shot at multiple locations in the East St. Louis area. And as of right now, five victims have been confirmed deceased.
We're brothers and sisters, and I don't like to see my women lose their lives. I don't like to see nobody lose their lives, and especially here. Our city prides just connection and brotherhood and sisters, you know what I mean? So to see anything like this, it's hard for me.
Police tell us this happened this morning across three different places. One person died at a shooting at a home at 39th and Summit. Three other victims were shot in a home at the Gompers Public Housing Complex. One person died after being shot in Jones Park. Two people were shot at Jones Park, and they survived, but have serious injuries.
Serious. They have serious injuries. The victims range in age from 21 to 74.
The victims are 49-year-old Cherry L. May, 21-year-old Quentin L. Thompson, 24-year-old Devin D. May, 25-year-old Shania W. Thompson, and 74-year-old Patricia A. May. Police arrested a 15 and 16-year-old after the shootings at Frank Holden State Park. Director for the Illinois Police, Brendan Kelly, says there's not a motive at this time as the investigation continues into how the events unfolded, but there are relations between the victims and the suspects.
It's terrible. It's evil. But it will not keep this city down. The progress we have made will not be lost as a result.
Amazing. The whole family, according to the report, entire family, they say. A family was targeted. Last soundbite for this is the police classified this as a mass shooting.
We spoke with East St. Louis City Councilman Courtney Hoffman, who came to the press conference Sunday afternoon. And while police are classifying this as a mass shooting by technical circumstances,
this is not a mass shooting that you don't have to worry about going to the grocery store and someone shooting at you or anything like that. This is a one-off in a sense. So it's not something to be the whole community to be afraid of.
Convince me. Where is Crump and Shopton when you need them? I mean, this doesn't involve any white people so far, it appears. Allegedly, it just seems to be black on black. Where is Crump? Where is Shopton? This is a whole black family, they say. I don't even know if I heard anything from Jasmine Crockett on this, or Cricket, whatever her name is. What a mess! Super
Chat.
The world gone crazy.
Indeed.
Super Chat.
Good morning,
Jamie. Good morning. Jamie. Do you think the Bible is infallible?
Infallible?
Yeah.
I used to. I feel like I definitely used to.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I never really used that word. I never really used that word, but there was a whole saying during my college days, because I went to a Christian college.
Oh, well, no wonder.
No, be quiet. You don't know me. They said the Bible is the infallible something word of God, something like that, which I didn't really necessarily agree with because it didn't call itself that.
Right.
But I needed the Bible to call itself that to believe it, so I was kind of trusting the Bible implicitly. So I was like, whatever, man.
The Bible, Jesus didn't even write no Bible. It's just people wrote about Jesus' mission on some paper. And they took it and put it inside a folded another piece of paper, and they call it a book they call Bible. How can it be inflatable?
Fallible.
Infallible. That's what you are to me, infallible, yeah. That book, it turned to dust after a while. If you leave it and lay it, just leave it there, the paper turned to dust. How can infallible turn to dust?
Kookiness. The kooky things we believe.
What the? Okay.
Jamie bought a coffee. Jesse, I think America just needs to, I disclaim this, okay? Flatten Iran. Just get her done, says Jamie. I disclaim.
Bomb, 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 bomb Iran. Bomb, 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 bomb Iran.
It's pronounced Iran. It's pronounced Iran.
Iran.
Yeah.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran. Amazing. Thank you, Jamie.
I think Jesse disclaims that, too.
Yeah, I do.
And Charles, Truth for Jesus and the rest. We're going to have to read the rest of your Super Chats later, y'all.
Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and Super Chats right after this break.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, happy White History Month. 888-77-JESSE. July is White History Month. The whole month we're celebrating.
White History.
We're celebrating ninth year of White History Month. Just to say appreciation to the white folks. For creating, the white man, for creating the greatest country on the planet. And so, a giving back, okay? To say thank you. And get your merch. Get your White History merch. I want the hats are amazing. White History merch. Tell them about the hat, Hake.
You can go to Jesse. It looks ridiculous because I have it over my earphones, okay? It doesn't normally look this dumb. you can get your White History. July feels white.
July just feels white.
White History Month American flag t-shirt. I mean, hat, baseball cap, adjustable strap in the back. Very nice. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop and scroll down to the... And it says JLP on the back. Nice.
Amazing.
Cool.
The hats are there.
They're high quality embroidered, by the way. It's embroidered on the side. It says White History Month on one side and a nice little American flag on the other side. Very high quality embroidery.
It's really cool. And Jay, you look like a white.
Hey, that looks like
a lumberjack person that cut down trees in the country.
Yeah.
What do you call them?
A lumberjack.
Lumberjack.
Yeah, that looks good on you.
You look like you drive a pickup truck.
Yeah.
And you have a hound dog on the back of the truck.
I don't dox.
And that hound dog, going everywhere you go.
That's and my sidekick.
And then you look like you may have a rifle in the window, in the back of the car, on the window.
Maybe so.
That is better. So Southern. Nice hat. So get your merch. Get your White History merch now. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. We have t-shirts and hats. Those hats are really sharp. T-shirts and hats and all kind of stuff. Mugs. Really nice, Nick.
Mamma mia.
Trying to show the rest of the store. Sorry, Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even see.
Right, and we have other stuff.
There we go.
Merch. JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Amazing.
Bond merch, Jesse Lee Peterson merch, and all kind of stuff. T-shirts and mugs and tote bags. And the we're celebrating the 250 years of America. We have punchy coffee. 250 years of America we're celebrating. And I am on a silver coin. What's this? Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America, and they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. 800-411-BOND or JesseLeePeterson.shop. And get your coffee there. Punchy coffee is good. And Nick did an amazing job on designing the hat. I told you, the Anchor Baby has the energy of Donald Trump. And both of them have the energy that comes from God. Ain't no negative energy there. And he did an amazing job on designing those hats and shirts and everything. Right on. Amazing. Let me go to, is it Diane?
Diana.
Diana from Texas. Diana, you are on the air. Diana?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Okay. Hi, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Diana.
I was just wanting to give advice to someone or kind of have like a discussion about thoughts.
Okay.
Something that's helped me in my life. So I agree with you on your silent prayer and being silent and being still.
You're not
everything.
On a speaker, Bluetooth, or anything, right?
No, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so I agree with you about being silent and, you know, being still and being present. But sometimes I agree when people ask about thoughts coming in and what do I do with the thoughts, you know, and you always say to watch them. And I think at first, you know, eventually you get to that point, but for people who are struggling with the thoughts at first, what I do is if a negative thought comes in, like say I want to say I'm nervous, then I'll kind of like look up what is the opposite of that feeling that I'm feeling. And then I say the opposite of it over and over and over and over until it kind of becomes real.
What do you
and
say?
That to me
what's the opposite of depression?
Well, of nervous?
What's the opposite of nervousness?
Relaxed, calm, confident. So instead I would say, I am relaxed, I'm calm, I'm confident. And almost until I believe it, and then honestly I turn calm and confident and I'm not nervous anymore, so
but
I'm just saying something that works for me.
When you're doing that, you're building another false identity, and now once you convince yourself that you're calm, you got to work hard never to be nervous again or whatever. But
exactly, I think that's
you're not supposed. Like don't be. Passive. Don't convince yourself that I'm calm. I'm calm. There is no you to be neither nervous or calm. You got to stop identifying with any thoughts at all. That's not going to work. You can't convince yourself with this. You have to see yourself a way out of the darkness.
Okay.
Because you're building another false identity. You got to work at to never not be nervous again. But if you're neither one, by letting the thought go or just being aware of it, let it pass, then you're neither nervous nor calm.
Okay.
That makes sense?
It makes sense to me.
Yeah, you don't want to build any identities. You want to overcome all identities. You want to overcome the bad and the good.
Okay. You know, I guess because all, you know, God, it's not God's thoughts because he doesn't have the same thoughts as us. So it couldn't be God's thoughts.
That's right.
Thinking. So, okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Back to the drawing table.
Back to the drawing table. Oh, you know what? I don't know if I want to say Happy White History Month, but my dad was half white, so I do have a little white in me.
She white. Happy White History Month. But you don't want to call yourself anything, and that's the problem, is that in that fallen state, we all think that we're lonely. We all think we're depressed. We all think that we have fear. And it's just a thought. So you want to overcome all thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
Stay with
all
it,
right.
though.
Yeah,
do not give up. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And happy white history. Are you watching right now? Are you watching the show as it happened?
No, I turned it off for the call.
Oh, did you see hate in the hack?
No, I didn't. Actually, so it actually plays in the background while I do work. So
oh, okay.
I wasn't watching it, but I was listening to it. It was on YouTube, but I wasn't watching physically. Sorry.
Well, check out the Why Here's in My Hat. They're amazing. All right.
Okay. I will check it out. Thank you.
You're welcome. 888-77. No, you don't want to convince yourself of anything because there's no you there to convince yourself to convince. And if you try to convince yourself, you're still believing that there's a self to convince. And all you're doing is creating another false identity. I'm ambitious now. I work hard. I'm a bit. Can you be an ambitious person? It's a crazy person. What the? Let me go to Mark, a first-time call out of Oregon. Mark, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well. Happy White History, Mark.
Happy White History Month to you, too.
Thank you.
So I got one question.
Yeah.
Me and my girl, we work together. And
you and your girlfriend?
Yeah, me and my girlfriend, we work together.
Big
and,
mistake.
Big mistake?
Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah, so she keep telling me who to talk to and who not to talk to.
See?
I have a yeah, I think you're right already. I have a colleague there, and she keep telling me not to talk to her. And when I get home, I'll be having a lot of arguments with her, with my girlfriend. And then also, now she told me to change the departments so I don't even, like, work close to her. And I don't know what to do. Am I a beta for not saying anything?
Absolutely. What a beta.
Beta?
It's number one. Yeah. So you live with her and work with her, and she's just your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Why don't you fire her and get rid of her?
Oh, I really don't want to.
Why not?
I'm kind of scared. I'm scared to break up.
What do you mean?
I mean, I want to be with her. Like, I don't want to, like, break up.
Well, don't
her.
Break up with her, but tell her to go move and live and work somewhere else. And you still date her if you want, but don't live with her and don't work with her.
Well, yeah.
Because you're not alpha enough to stand up to her.
Well, sometimes I tell her that she's the devil because she's, like, she don't want to listen to what I'm telling her, you know.
Why are you dating a woman that you already know won't listen to you? She's never going to obey you.
Yeah, I guess you're right about that. So what should I do?
The right thing to do is stand up to her and not be afraid of losing her, because if you're afraid of losing her, you have made her your god, and she will always control you because she's your god, and you're never going to be happy. Ain't gonna work. And then you'll make some babies, and she'll take your children, destroy them, and take them away from you, and take your money.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You made her your god.
Well, I don't want to make her my god. That's
You've already
sure.
done that. You can't stand up to her already. Why do you? Does she live with you, or you live with her?
I live with her.
What? Are you joking?
Yeah. No. I live with her.
Why you live with her? How is that going to work? You went into her world, and all you're going to catch is hell. A man is never supposed to go into a woman's world because you're going into the darkness. It's like you're going into the gates of hell.
Well, I had a bad time, like, years ago, and she helped me out of my, you know, my problems I had, and
another mistake.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
How old are you, Mark?
44.
Do you have any children?
One son.
With her?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
And so your question for me is what?
What should I do?
Here's what I recommend, but do what you want. It is all up to you in the end. I would start working on my life to overcome all that stuff. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You told her?
I forgive my mother.
Did
I you, forgive my mother, yeah.
Did you
yeah.
tell her?
What, my girlfriend?
No, did you tell your mother you have?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have. Yeah.
You went to her?
Yeah.
And what did you say?
She said everything's okay, and she apologized for everything she's done wrong. So
what did you say to her?
I said, "Mom, I forgive you for everything. You know, for all the things you've done to me." And yeah.
Okay. And how about your father? Did you forgive him for not protecting you from your mother?
My dad wasn't never there.
Did you forgive him for that?
Yes.
You went to him?
No, but I forgive him, but I never talked to him.
Why not?
Because he left the house like when I was like 2 years old or something like that.
And so, why did he leave?
I don't know, to be honest. My mom never told me.
Why don't you ask him so you can forgive him? You will understand and forgive him.
Yeah, I need to get his number some kind of way because, like I said, I haven't talked to him for years.
Find your father with the intent to get an understanding and forgive him. Whatever his reaction is on him and not you, but you forgive him so God can forgive you. So, and start doing the silent prayer. You know about the silent prayer?
Yes, sir.
Start doing that. Why haven't you started that?
The silent prayer?
Yeah.
Well, 2 years ago, something like that, yeah.
Are you doing it every morning and night?
Pretty much, yeah.
Are you doing it every morning and night?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Are you capable of living on your own and taking care of yourself?
Not at this moment, but soon.
Soon. Have you ever lived on your own?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I recommend then that you move out of that woman's place. You move out. You should never, ever, ever move into, don't go into the woman's world. When a man get married, if he end up married, he bring the woman into his world because that's where the peace is. By you going into her world, it could always be hell. It's never going to be right. It can't be right.
I think you're right because, I mean, like I said, this is everything I've been going through with her. I think I need to just do that.
Yeah, move into your own place. And do you own the business that, or she owns the business?
Oh, we just work together at a job. It's not a business.
Oh, okay.
It's not our business, yeah.
So a man should never date where he work.
Yeah. I heard about that before, but I thought everything is going to be different. But
all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And so for now, and you're going to catch hell, you're going to shake in your boots, but you got to start working on your life, Mark, to overcome any other guy. You can't have any other guy but the real God, the true God, because if any people, place, or thing become your God, it will control you, and you're never going to be happy.
Amazing, yeah.
And so you got to start working on your spiritual life so you can see your way out of this situation. And then, and when she tell you, don't work in this department or that department, just tell her to shut up. She can't tell you what to do.
Yeah, because she wanted to kick me out, too. I didn't know what to do.
You should get out of there. That's why a man should not move into a woman play. Another reason. This is my house. You in my house. You got to do it. Can't you go and get a little room somewhere for now?
Yeah, well, I think I might have to move into an Airbnb or something like that.
Yeah, get out of there, man, and forget about her.
You know what, Jesse? You're right. I'm gonna leave now. Soon, as soon as we hang up, I'm gonna pack my stuff, and I leave.
And do it because you see it and you want to do it, not just because I said it. Because she's gonna bring all type of hell upon you. She's gonna see that you're trying to be strong. She's gonna hate you for it, and then she's gonna bring you back into her world and destroy you. So you got to do it not because I said it, because you got to live with you, not, you know, you got to work on you, Mark.
Okay. Jesse, I thank you so much for your help.
All right.
You're a big inspiration for me.
Well, you You start living your life, overcome the world, right? By not resenting the world, overcome thoughts.
Okay. Amazing.
All right, buddy.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse. I want to go back to those super chats before I go back to the phone.
Super chats.
All right. Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, you would only need courage if you have fear. I don't have fear, so therefore courage is not needed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Hope this helps.
Right on.
Truth or Jesus, happy White History Month. Today we celebrate Johann Gutenberg, or Johannes Gutenberg. Pardon me, I don't know how to pronounce it, even though it's a German man who invented the printing press. So next time you print out your resume, thank a white man.
Thank you. Why, here's your moment. I love white history. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, I mentioned this a while back. Don't you find it interesting? For many years, politicians, foreigners, and many brainwashed white and black Americans been protecting illegal aliens on behave to try to stick it to the white man for years and you have to ask yourself, Jesse, where has that gotten us? And last thing, many people live in this country. They've also been brainwashed to believe that America was stolen by the white man from the Indians, quote unquote, says Mike Young.
Mike, amazing. It's about money and power, Mike, really. They want the votes. And they don't care the destruction it brings upon America. They just want the votes. But some of what you're saying is true, too, though. Thank you, Mike. Amazing.
Carver, this is yesterday. These are yesterday's super chats,
right,
by the way.
Yeah.
Heavens, mostly just Elvis and ICE agents. Hake.
So what now?
He's apparently referencing Hake to say that heaven is mostly just Elvis and ICE agents. Because, you know, I was saying everybody goes to heaven.
Oh.
When in reality, I don't actually know.
That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 155 gold pills yesterday, saying Gronk AI. You know how I was told you AI is liberal?
Right.
We'll tell you how many genders there are, two of them, and then bully people who disagree, Gronk. None of the AIs are up to snuff yet, but Gronk is the closest we got so far, as far as not being liberal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So Gronk is based because they know there's only two genders. They'll bully you if you try to say otherwise.
It's so interesting to me, and been for a long time. How come white people are smart, they're innovative? Why is it that conservative white people don't create things that we really need to use in life? Liberals and everybody would use in the same way that conservatives use liberal stuff.
Right.
Why is that?
Maybe because to make a huge business, you need to involve yourself with the government most of the time.
But why don't they then?
Maybe. I don't know. Because most of the time, the conservatives are people who are just regular businessmen. They run a little business, and it grows or doesn't grow. And they realize, oh my gosh, the government involvement is a mess. But then these huge companies like Elon Musk, they get in bed with the government.
But why don't the conservative-driven white people do the same thing?
I don't know. There's like creative, the creatives tend to be liberals.
Because what happens is if you don't do it, you're subject to the liberals and their stuff. Mm-hmm. And when they don't like you, they can take it away from you. I gotta take a break. Hate news, not the fake news.
Steve,
thank you for that, Lord. I'll be right back.
How have you been?
2 miles to go. Thank you.
I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday. We just had Black Excellence Wednesday. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next 2 hours, y'all. Sometimes Manhood Hour lasts 2 hours, okay? All the time now. Just kind of like, I don't know, there's other hours that last more than in just an hour. I don't know, happy hour? Nice. So get ready for Manhood Hour. But women can call in during Manhood Hour as well as men. So nice. And even children, if your parents allow. This is the end again of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats and more great stories. It is hate news, not fake news. The House voted for a permanent daylight saving time here in Los Angeles, or here in America, actually. There are places in America that do not observe daylight saving time. They remain on standard time year-round, such as maybe Hawaii, definitely most of Arizona, if not all of Arizona, I'm not sure. Maybe the Indian reservation land, maybe they do daylight saving time, I'm not sure. And then maybe other parts of American territory or land doesn't do daylight saving time, I'm not sure. But the Senate may not even pass this, okay? So the House passed it, the Senate may not. I think Trump wants to make it the same thing year-round, but I don't know if he wants daylight saving time or standard time. Everybody's getting up later, so they don't care if it's still dark at whatever time. They mainly stay up late, so they want it to be lighter later. So whatever. I'm kind of not sure which way I prefer. I like it to be light late, but I don't know if I like it to be light that late. Anyway. Also, diarrhea outbreaks. Diarrhea outbreak expanding. Sorry, kids, ladies, faint of heart. I know it's not the most pleasant topic, but they call it cyclosporiasis in 34 states, and it can last for days or even weeks, more than a month. Okay, no deaths so far, but over 1,000 people across America. It's like more than it. This thing always increases in the spring and summer, I guess, for some reason. This is a human-caused one. It's not like E. coli. It's a parasite that's found in infected human feces. And it somehow gets into the water, like the sewage maybe overflows, and it goes into the ponds or irrigation water to water some of the fresh fruits and vegetables, cilantro, onions, who knows what. We don't know where it's coming from. Taco Bell is starting to omit some certain ingredients that could be culprits, although Taco Bell is so far innocent unless proven guilty. They're not necessarily the source of this parasite that's infecting people. But the other things like E. coli, those are from animals' poop. But this is from human poop somehow. Nasty. So what a mess. So watch out, people. Anyway, Trump is threatening Iran more. He said, strikes will continue until I say it's enough. Nice, I guess. I don't know. I trust Trump. I know a lot of you guys don't. Captain Chesley B. Sully, it's his nickname, Sullenberger III, has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease at 75 years old. About 15, 16, 17 years ago, not sure when, 2009, he had flown and landed on like the Hudson River or something. I don't know. I don't know who it is, but he got Alzheimer's early stages. So we wish him well. And dangerous smoke is coming to America from Canada because, you know, Canada pollutes the whole world with their fires. Shout out. Well, they pollute parts of America with their fires because they have black, thick smoke, I guess. And there is an American scientist who is detained in China. It's more than 18 months on spying charges. So we wish him well, too. Don't go to China and get caught allegedly spying, even though you're not guilty. I'm James Hake. We'll be right back.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. I spilled some water on my shirt. I was drinking water. What's up? And my biblical question, are you violating God's laws? Are you violating God's laws? Are you? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. /show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, go to work or go work out or whatever, but you would love to listen to the show while it is still happening, you can podcast and still listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bon JLP Cash App. Bon JLP Cash App. Amazing. To the callers, I have a guest for right now. It won't be long, but I have a guest, so be patient. When I'm done with my guest, I will get back to your calls and your super chats, all right? I have with me. Manhood Hour, my bad. It is Tuesday. I mean, Wednesday. Time goes by fast. It's Wednesday. And the first and the second hour of Wednesdays are always Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male returned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
What was your first impression of me,
baby? First impression of what?
Of me.
Of you?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Give me the truth.
I really wasn't happy that she was dating a man of another color. And I'm being honest with you now. So you weren't the first guy that she dated of another color. There was another guy.
Oh, my God, bro.
But I will tell you right now with a true heart and a true spirit, I was wrong. I don't know of another man other than my husband, and I had to beat the hell out of him.
You have to laugh to keep from crying.
But I don't know of another person that I admire as much as I admire you.
Thank you, Granny.
You take care of my family so beautifully.
She got him.
Well, man, now that he take care of her and her adult son, all of a sudden she love him. What a mess. I have with me Alan Adams. And Alan is a stand-up comedian who focuses on topics about marriage, parenting, and relationships. And I am glad to have Alan here because I don't know if there's anyone else who understands relationships and how women think than Adam. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jesse.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Happy White History Month. Did you know July is White History Month?
I didn't know that. That's great to know.
July is White History Month. This is our ninth year of celebrating White history. And it's a way of saying thank you to the white man who founded and created the greatest country in the world with the help of God. So they celebrate everything but white history. So happy White History, Alan.
Appreciate that. Happy White History Month to you, Jesse.
Right on.
Now that I know it exists.
Absolutely. So, Alan, you are pretty funny, man.
I appreciate that.
And have you always been doing this? Like funny?
Yeah, I mean, some people, I think I'm funny. I guess other people might have a different opinion. But yeah, I've been doing comedy for over about 20 years now, doing stand-up over 20 years.
And how do women treat you as a result of being honest about them?
It's a love-hate relationship. The thing about women is, I've noticed with my stand-up, they either love me or hate me. Yeah. There's like no in between.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'm dealing with, which is fine. You know, they can hate me. Women can hate me all they want. I don't care. I got a wife. Like, I don't need to.
What does your wife think about your comedy?
She's a great supporter of it. She knows what comedy is. She helps me write. I mean, she's wonderful.
Oh, right on.
So no complaints with that.
And how did you come to understand the nature of women so well?
I don't know if I understand the nature of women. I think my wife would beg to differ on that point. You know, like I said, I've been doing stand-up for 20 years. I started out, you know, just doing like basic, like observational comedy, just kind of like light political.
Right.
And as I got married and had kids, I just started to like kind of hyper focus on, you know, relationships, what my relationship was like with my wife. And, you know, when you're a comic, you just, when there's something that you're interested in, you just become hyper focused on it. Yeah. And you just try to like understand it. And you try to understand, you know, why, you know, if you're dealing with, say, so if I'm a comic and I decide that I want to start talking about relationships, I want to start understanding my wife or women in general, you know, I start trying to think, well, like, why are they making the decisions they make? Why do they seem illogical?
Yeah.
They're really not illogical. It seems like they are because we don't think the same way they do. But there's a reason behind everything they do. And you basically just start as a comic and you just start like paying attention and just seeing patterns over and over. And then that's when you start kind of like understanding like what's going on.
Oh, okay. Does your wife obey you?
Does my wife obey me?
Yeah.
I mean, we obey each other. I mean, that's what a healthy marriage is you're both putting in and you're both like, you both have a duty to one another. So, I mean, I would say, yeah, she obeys me, but also like I obey her because it's
really?
Like a give and take. You don't want it to just be like one sided.
And how do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
Deal with what?
The hell in your wife when it comes out.
Oh, you just ignore it. You just ignore it. They're never going to be happy. Like, so if your whole goal is to make them happy, like you've already failed.
Yes.
So you just ignore it. You do what's right. You focus on God.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's all you can do.
I want to, where are you from? Where you live? I mean, you know, what state?
Houston, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Texas. Yeah, it's hot down here, so everyone's constantly in a bad mood. So you got to know how to deal with people in a bad mood.
And when it gets hot in Texas, it gets hot.
Yeah. It's terrible. You can't go outside during the day. We're
right.
All trapped inside with each other. It's like prison.
I used to live in Alabama, and I know how hot that heat just goes through your body. It's not like California weather.
Yeah, I lived in California for a while. Nice out there.
What
you come back to Houston, you can't breathe.
Why did you leave L.A., California?
Why did I leave?
Yeah.
We had our kid in L.A., and as he grew up, I just didn't want to raise him out there. Right. Wanted to bring him back to Houston and raise him so he could be around family.
I understand that. You made a boy first?
Made two boys.
Alpha male. Real men exactly. Made boys first.
I thank God every day I got two boys.
That's amazing. I want to play a couple of clips from your work, just in case some people might not be aware of this. It's hard to believe, but some people might not be aware of you. So I want to play a couple of sound bites from your comedy.
If your wife has gained a lot of weight, you have to stop treating her with dignity and respect. She's obviously getting bigger to ruin your life. Think about it. These women don't have a problem losing weight after they divorce you. Married women will be like, I don't have time to lose weight. I do so much. Really? You don't have time to eat less?
I found out having a kid, I'm not that likable either. The other night I told my son I loved him. He said, I think we should just be friends. I had to take him to school today or a pre-K or I don't know. I took him somewhere and dropped him off. But I put him there and some little girl runs up to him and hugs him and gives him a kiss. Teacher starts freaking out. She's like, uh-oh, looks like you're going to have your hands full. Looks like you're going to have a little heartbreaker on your hands. I was like, no, I think that girl's just going to be a whore when she grows up.
If your wife is angry that she's spending her entire Saturday cleaning, you can step up as a husband by reminding her that if she had been cleaning a little bit each evening the entire week, she wouldn't be in this situation right now. Make sure that you text her this advice from the bed. That way you can continue to rest.
Alan, that's amazing.
Appreciate that.
That is funny. Do women ever walk out your show? They walk out on you?
No.
Right on. But they no. Because they have to be familiar with you even before they go there, right?
Right. And I mean, it's not like when I'm doing stand up, it's just like wailing on women all the whole time. I make fun of myself. I make fun of other things. So it's all in good fun. But you can tell the women that don't like me, they're not used to hearing the truth.
Yeah.
So those are the ones that get upset. And those are the ones that'll come up to you afterwards and have something to say.
Amazing. And why are women reluctant to obey their husbands?
Well, I mean, women, they want to be in charge. There's two things. Women, they want to be in charge, but when they are in charge, they get angry and they get resentful. Yeah. So it's a constant back and forth. And when you're the husband, you're supposed to lead.
Yeah.
They don't want to be led. It doesn't matter if it's good for them or not. They don't, they get really resentful over that. So that's what the constant struggle is.
And should the man know before he marry her if she's gonna follow? Shouldn't he ask those questions?
Oh, she's not going to. You already know. You already know it's gonna be a struggle. The only thing I can say, and like, I don't have all the answers. I can just tell everyone what the situation is. I don't know the answers. Yeah. You gotta. I found me like a good Christian woman. Oh, I'm a Christian. I found a Christian woman. Like, I don't really know how. Outside of that, like, you can have a successful relationship. I know it's been done. I don't see how it can happen because I feel like, you know, God is the only person that can help you defeat the woman that Satan has sent to you. So
absolutely, man. That's amazing. That is so true. I read a report recently that women are divorcing men today more so than men are divorcing women. That's something new in our country when women divorce men. Have you noticed that or you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I mean, I hear that statistic all the time.
And why is that happening?
Why is that happening? Because, like, you know, it's just the age old saying. It's like a man will put his happiness aside, you know, to have a good marriage, and a woman, she'll put her marriage aside for happiness. And, you know, things get tough and in marriage, and, you know, just like, I just don't think that like women all the time, like can put aside their pride and like kind of stick with it.
I noticed that a lot of Christian women today, even though they know the Bible, they go to church, and it's hard to find Christian women today who are willing to father their husband. They want to have children and still go to work, leave the baby with some babysitter or something like that, even if they don't have to. And they don't want to follow. Conservative women are like that, too. You know, you find some exceptional, but they're like that, too. How is it possible to be a daughter of God, believe in God, and unwilling to follow your husband?
I mean, that's the first. Have you ever heard of the story of Adam and Eve, Jesse?
Yeah, I mean.
And that is the story about the first thing that ever happened in the history of the world. What is that story? Yeah. Eve was upset that she wasn't leading, you know.
Yeah.
So she decided to destroy the world.
Yeah.
She figured since she couldn't be happy, no one could be happy. She ruined it for all of us. So, and she knew God. She knew God was, and yeah. She still chose. Like, so. I mean, there you have it right there. And that story, that just keeps playing out over and over.
Yeah. Over and over and over again until the woman finally returned back to God, until she dropped all that anger and stuff and love was right. Then the change would come. Alan, entertainment, social media, social justice movement and all that, has it impacted the mindset of the woman?
Come again? What was the question?
You know how they have entertainment today is catered around the woman, catered to the woman. They have this social justice movement, some crap like that. They tell you that you cannot correct the woman, you know, never correct her. She's always right. Just assume. Has that impacted relationship between men and women at all?
Well, I mean, I think so. I think social media is damaging because you get on social media and, you know, it's just you see the women that are unhappy and the women that are angry. Those are the ones that are magnified because I don't know about you, but like the women I interact with on a day-to-day basis, they don't seem angry. They don't seem like they hate men. But that's what you but whenever you log on to social media, like that's all it is. It's just hate. And, you know, it's like those women you ever seen like, it's like those women who are like divorced, like they're always like a bad influence on the women that are married. They're always trying to convince them to start things with their husband. And that's basically what social media is. It gets everyone all hyped up and angry. That's kind of why I do what I do. It's just kind of like a rebuttal to like all that like man hating. And basically what I'm doing is I'm just trolling them and just flipping their arguments back onto them and showing them how foolish they are.
Yeah. And you're doing an amazing job of that as well. And I like the fact you're doing it and it's funny, but yet there's a message in the madness, in the funniness. And so I really, really like that, man.
I appreciate that. That's what good comedy is. Hopefully I'm doing good comedy, and good comedy is just hard truths, just hitting people with hard truths. That's the best comics. That's the best comedy. So that's what I'm striving to do.
Before we run here, how do you see the world around you? How do you see things now in the country?
Well, I mean, it's depressing. I mean, things are getting worse. They're not getting better.
Yeah.
So, like, really, I only fight it the way I know how, and that's to make fun of it. That's all I can do.
Yeah.
Hopefully make other people laugh while the ship's going down. I'm like on the Titanic, how the ship was going down and everyone was dying. The band kept playing.
Yeah.
Trying to entertain people. That's what I feel like I'm doing right there.
And so, will it ever get better, or is this going to only get worse?
Your guess is as good as mine. Yeah. I mean, I have no idea. I'm not super hopeful, but that's just me.
And so knowing that it appears that things are not going to get better, they're only getting worse, are you concerned about your children, how things would be by the time they're in their young adult life and things like that?
Oh, yeah, of course, especially with two boys, seeing how everyone's just hating on men, like, you know, even if you don't agree with like the decisions that men made in the past, and maybe you've had bad, maybe, you know, someone who's older has had bad experiences with men, like what does that have to do with my kids that are like 12 years old and 8 years old? Like, you're gonna hate on them and you're gonna take it out on them. It makes like zero sense to me.
And especially white babies, white men are the most hated species on the planet, and white men are blamed for everybody else's failure. When they always blame the white man when they're losing their life, they blame the white man. It's racism, it's this or that. And so it's really gonna, unless things change, and I don't see it changing, it's really gonna be rough on your sons as they get old, unless things change.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it is what it is, and you know, other men, they're starting to feel the hate now, so yeah, it's starting to trickle down. So
no, they hate.
We're gonna all
men.
Be in it together pretty soon.
Yeah, they hate all men. It doesn't matter what color you are. It's just that right now, there, in my opinion, there's a genocide upon white people, especially white men, today in Europe, in South Africa, and in America, and it's interesting to see this attack on white people, and white men don't speak up about it. They tend to be afraid of speaking up about it because they don't want to be called racist, which doesn't exist anyway. Our battle is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. It's not physical at all. And yet white men won't say, no, I'm not your problem. You're your own problem. You better talk to your parents or something. And they, in their own country, they just allow themselves to be destroyed. And now we have all these illegal aliens here. They're raping the white girls. They're knocking them out and all kinds of things. It's a mess, Alan.
It is.
What a mess. So what's your advice to men?
My advice to men is get right with God, and you know what's right.
Yeah.
You know, just push forward. Like, and like you said, you know, there's going to be a lot of naysayer. There's going to be a lot of hate.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's kind of how you know you're doing the right thing, is when you get a lot of hate right there. So, you know, if you're being called names, then you probably know you're going in the right direction at that point.
Absolutely. That's amazing, huh? Alan, one last thing. Are you into politics and stuff at all?
Am I into politics?
Yeah,
I follow politics. I don't talk about it on stage. I try to keep it to the relationship because, you know, one of the really cool things was when I first started doing like relationship comedy, as divisive as it can be sometimes with men and women, or as divisive as it can be with women, you know, I've noticed with men, like from all backgrounds, men that aren't like me, they really like kind of identify with, you know, the things I talk about. And this is guys that like, you know, different color, different race, have had different life experiences, but they hear the things I talk about and they're like, man, that sounds like my life right there. So that's what I've kind of chose to focus and hone in on is the relationship material.
Personally, I don't believe that people who entertain us, you know, like they're comedians like you or actors and actresses and things like that. I think they should just present their talents so that all human beings can enjoy their talent that want to enjoy it. And I think that whatever their political life is about, they should keep that to themselves.
I agree. I tend to agree with that. I think you and I are on the same page with that. And that's why I don't like to get political.
Right on.
Is because, like, it's kind of like, you know your role, stay in your lane. Like, you know, like I have my thoughts, I have my opinions.
Yeah.
I think I'm right. But, you know, that's not what I feel like I was, like, chosen to do.
That's right. Yeah, your talent is for anyone that want to enjoy fun talent. You know, you want to go to a movie or something. You don't want to hear that person's political perspective. You want them to entertain you.
Exactly.
That's amazing. I like that, Alan. Keep it that way.
Yes, sir.
There are entertainers that I used to really like, and then they spoke out politically, it turned me off. I don't even want to hear their I don't want to watch their movies or anything anymore because I don't want to know about that. Just entertain me and that's it.
Exactly. Yes.
It's not even necessary to do that anyway. But, Alan, I'm running out of time here, and I want to have you back at some point. Is that possible?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Great. So tell the people how, whatever information you want to put out there, how they can find you and hear your stuff or watch your comedy shows or anything.
Yeah, you can follow me on social media. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. It's although I don't know how much longer TikTok's going to let me stay on there, but it's all my handles on all of those social media platforms are Alan Adams Comedy, A-L-A-N-A-D-A-M-S Comedy. So, yeah, give me a follow. Check it out.
Amazing. Great, great, great talent, Alan. You've been blessed by God, and you're really, really funny, and I really wish you well with that.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate that. And thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And we will have you back. And don't forget, July is White History Month.
All right. Happy White History Month, Jesse.
Right on.
I haven't seen those decorations at Hobby Lobby yet, though, so they got to get on that.
I will talk to them, and next year, hopefully, we'll have it.
All right.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Bye. Right now.
Amazing. Y'all check him out, Alan Adams. All right. Alan, at Alan Adams Comedy. Alan Adam Comedy. Support him on Instagram. Amazing stuff, too. It is so funny. It's so funny. Let me go to Australia and talk to Raul. Raul, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Happy White History Month.
Yeah, happy White History Month to you, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Jesse, I just wanted to preface this by saying I've called you before, and almost a year ago, I did a counseling session with you, and that was really good. It really helped me, so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
What you taught me, just try and see the thoughts. Don't identify with them. Don't follow them. I'll tell you that really helped me. One of the things you said was you're like, you know, it will get better. It'll get worse before it gets better.
Yes.
And I realized I used to feel anxious about it, and it was actually getting worse as I was doing the silent prayers. I was trying to see the thoughts, but I realized that the reason it was getting worse is because I was just seeing it more.
Yes.
I didn't realize how much of that anxiety and doubt and fear and stuff I had. That's really what I saw from it, but I'll be honest with you, as I've been doing that, it has been helping me a lot.
Yes.
There was something you said recently was you shouldn't judge yourself for your fear, anger, and doubt because you didn't choose to have that yourself.
Right.
But, yeah, I've been realizing that as I'm seeing that, that I guess that's where a lot of the quote-unquote self-hatred and fear comes from as well. So as I'm trying to see the thoughts, what I'm realizing is, but what it feels like is, it feels like I'm just going deeper into the thought. I don't know. Yeah.
And did you have a question about that?
Yes. So the question I had about it is, right, like, as I'm just sitting and watching the thought, and, you know, we say we should do nothing about it, I keep on feeling that I'm actually avoiding it by doing nothing about it. So how do I overcome that? It's so weird that it feels like it's a loop, but I don't want to think about it as a loop because, yeah, I'm just thinking about it even more and more.
It's a good question, Raul. Hold for me. Let me take a quick break and I'll return. I will come right back to you after this break. Can you hold? Raul?
Yep, sure.
Okay, hold on. I got to take a quick break. Back in a moment.
Hey, Jess, I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in, I'm now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work, and I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. 888-7753-773. Quick announcement. Number one, you heard Raul mention the counseling. We have the best counseling service on the planet, really. And by phone, Skype, or in-house, and anywhere in the world, I literally counsel with men and women around the world. And if you like an appointment, set up an appointment, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And the women's forum is tomorrow night. It is the third Thursday night tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, at 7 p.m. And the ladies, stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. They're rising on their way to the 50th floor this year, enduring to the end. And today at 2 p.m., Paiche TV with Bill. Paiche TV with Bill at 2 p.m., a brand new live episode. So you can call him, you can super chat and whatever with Bill at 2 p.m. today. And thank you all for your support. I absolutely appreciate it. I want to go back to Raul out of Australia. And Raul want to know, well, Jesse, when these thoughts come, and they're coming more and more, I feel like there's something I need to be done. Am I right in that, Raul?
That's right. Yes, I feel that when I'm doing nothing about it, that I'm actually avoiding it, and right, that by avoiding it, I'm actually thinking about it. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
What can you do about it? What can you do about thoughts?
One of the sort of silly things I used to do was I'd try and read about it or watch videos on it and write about it. And I've stopped doing that.
Right on.
But as I've stopped doing that, I'm asking myself that, huh, when I'm not doing that anymore, am I avoiding it? I feel like I need to.
I want you to know, and this is the truth, there's nothing that you or I or any human being can do about thoughts. Zero. You got to let yourself be weak to them and do nothing about them. Don't react to them. Don't call them you. Even when they're screaming out in pain, oh, Lord, this is too hard. This is too heavy, this is taking too long, I am real afraid, I'm depressed, I'm lonely. Those are just thoughts. And the voices you hear are coming from demons in the mind. And they are trying to convince you to do something so that they can stay alive inside of you. But if you do nothing, don't fight with them, don't call them you, don't run away from it, but live with them, then the light will come in and really just get rid of all the demons, which is darkness. The light will overtake the darkness, and they don't want that to happen, because if the light take over, if you allow the light to take over, they're going to have to leave you, and you will have a clear mind. Everything you do in life will be done from a clear mind. And they have demons live in the mind, the thoughts and emotions and the body of human beings. And so that feeling that you get about doing something, they align to you. They want to try to encourage you to do something so they can stay inside of you. Do nothing. That feeling that you have is not every human being, by the way, Rahul, every human being on the planet have those same feelings, but most human beings are not working on themselves, so they don't know that those feelings, those thoughts are not them. They really think right. that it's them, and it's not.
Right.
But do nothing, Rahul. Live with it, but be aware the hurt, the pain, the whatever, the fear. Just be aware of it, but do nothing. And it's the awareness that it will take it away from you.
Yeah. If I may just, develop on that point, like I'd say the most overwhelming thought that I tend to get is I feel like I need to expose myself to those emotions and those doubts and fears even more. And I don't even know where that's coming from. It's like whenever I have a moment of weakness and I think I'm seeing it, as it passes, I'm like, oh, I need to put myself in that position again so I can, like, I feel like I'm in a rush to overcome it, but I think that's even me just going deeper into it. I don't know.
Even that's another setup from evil, from the devil. You don't need to put yourself into anything because there is no you to put yourself into anything. Those are all illusion. Christ said that he has overcome the world, and when he was saying that he overcame the illusion about life. And that's what you're doing now. All those are illusions too. There's nothing you need to make happen. There's nothing you need to do or can do, but be aware. That's it.
Oh, it sounds like I think I know it, but yeah, you know.
And then the demons, they tell you, you need to just put yourself in. You missed that situation. You got to make it happen again. That's another lie. It'll come back around in one way or another, and you'll see it, and you'll be free from it. You can't, don't try to make anything happen. Of yourself, you can do nothing.
Yes, sir.
And the voices that you hear that sound like your voice, those are the voices of the demons imitating you, pretending to be your voice. Those voices are not your own. It's not you.
Yep. Oof.
Is that clear? Any questions about that?
One more thing I wanted to say before I answer the biblical question, if I may.
Okay.
Another thing you said that, and I watched a few videos on, on the Bond channel about this, was you said that you have to endure in silence, and that's a commitment that I have made. Well, I don't want to think about myself making it, but I have been talking to people less about my issues and, telling people about it less. And
right on.
I feel like I actually really want to commit to it, and I see how ironic it is that I'm calling you about it to tell you about it. You're in silence, but I have to tell Jesse about it.
But we'll communicate. This is what, by us talking about it, we both understand what you're talking about. It's not like you're trying to rely on me. You want to understand what you're going through. But if you tell this to other people, they're not going to understand what you're talking about at all, and they'll give you the wrong type of sympathy for it or blah, blah, blah. And they'll make you feel bad for yourself.
And when we say endure in silence, is it just as simple as just not talking about it to anyone?
Right.
Is it just that simple?
Yeah, no.
Or is there something else to do?
When you go to work, and you're in pain at work. You know, you can barely breathe. Don't say anything. Just live with it. Walk with it. Sleep with it. Right. Wake up with it. Drive with it. Eat with it. And do nothing. And the light, the Spirit of God, what you're doing is surrendering to God. You're saying to God, you know what, God, I can't do anything about this. There's nothing outside that can help me. I can't do anything. And I'm not going to be bitching and complaining about it. And he'll take it away.
Yep.
Amazing, huh?
Right. Yeah, amazing.
See, you are suffering and you are aware of the suffering. All human beings are suffering, but most are not aware of the suffering. They call it something else. But it's the awareness that's changing your life.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't like putting words to my feelings anymore. Like, I know maybe just when I was explaining it to you, I was saying words like fear and doubt, but I'm just trying not to put any words or any meaning to it because, yeah, that's just, that 100% puts me deeper into it.
For one communication purpose, we'll communicate about it consciously. When you consciously communicate, then you're fine. It's when you're unconsciously communicating, it's when you're lost.
Right. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yep.
Amazing, huh?
That makes sense. It is amazing.
Raul, you stay with it, stay with it. And when you wake up in the morning and the first thing is a thought and a stab before you even, emotional stab, just realize it. That's all. Don't do anything else about it. Get up and do your prayer and go to work, do your day, and just being aware of that. And you're going to see, man, as you're already seeing, that it's not you at all. It's something else truly made a home inside of you.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Amazing. So you want to respond to the biblical question?
Yes, please.
Are you violating God's laws?
So when we talk about God's laws, I'll be honest. I'm trying to think less about God, and I'll tell you why I'm doing that. Is because whenever I start thinking about God, I start acting like I know God. One thing I realized was when I talk to people about it, is I realized that I wasn't actually believing in God. I was actually worshiping my own faith in God. When I was thinking about God, I'd be like, oh, I know God. God is going to help me. God's there. And I'm like, well, that's not about God. That's more about me. That I was more, just trying to show off, I have faith. I have faith. And I'll be honest, I don't understand God's laws, and it's going to sound rude, but I feel like I don't want to learn them because I'm just going to go deeper into my own thoughts. And maybe that's a very silly thing of me to say, but it does sometimes give me a lot of fear, a lot of self-doubt, because I start thinking that it's less about God and more about myself. And I feel it makes me arrogant when I think about God and how God helps me. But
amazing.
That's just a bit of an issue I've been having.
I appreciate your response to the biblical question. I got to wait until Sunday before I can respond. So thank you for that.
Yep, sure. Yes, sir.
Raul, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Just stay present. Always bring your thoughts back. Become aware of your body so you can stay present. Always know where you are, what you're doing, and you'll be fine. Really, just you got to go through hell in order to reach heaven.
Sir, and I'll just want to reiterate one more time that the counseling session I did with you a year ago.
Yes,
that was really good. I think that was one of the best decisions I've made for myself in that sense. And yeah, it was a good conversation we had, and I really appreciate it.
Right on.
And thank you for this call as well.
Absolutely. Call me again, man, and stay with it.
I will. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. All people are suffering. People are miserable. They're just not aware of it. When you become aware of your suffering and do nothing about it, you shall be made free. But everybody like lonely, jealous, envy, strife, gossipy. Men gossip more than women do. What the? I should tell Alan to make a thing about men gossiping. Worry, fear, anger, all that stuff. Every human being has it, but they cover it up with medication, drugs, sex, and all kind of stuff. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller, Kimberly, out of Arizona. Kimberly, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Kimberly. Happy White History Month.
Yes, to you too.
Thank you. Amazing, huh?
It is amazing. And it's really exciting to talk to you. I'm a really big fan.
Thank you. Amazing.
It kind of seems like you have an opposite view of what the mainstream teaching is for people, which is focusing on yourself and focusing on your issues and self-love and self, and you're the best and you can't do anything wrong. And it's really good what you teach because we shouldn't be obsessed with ourselves, I don't think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. Amazing.
I was wondering what, but I wasn't quite sure what the prayer is. Gosh, I can't remember. Oh, the silent prayer?
Right.
What is that exactly? I don't...
God said, Christ said, be still and know God. Give up and let the Father do the work for you. He will take care of you. And so when you do the silent prayer, because we don't know what to pray for, we don't know what we want, we don't know what we need, we cannot do anything of ourselves. But when you do the silent prayer, you're like letting go. You're becoming aware of the not you, and that you're not your thoughts, you're not your emotions, you're not your body, you're not the past or the future. And you're letting go and allowing the Spirit of God to come down and make a home in you and take over and just cover you with the light, the nature of God. And when you let go, he will come and do that. But as long as you think you know what you want, you know what to pray for and all that, you're praying to the devil, and God cannot help you.
Okay.
So the silent prayer causes you to relax and let go and let God.
Okay. I really like that too. Because when I pray for my kids, I do say, you know, the Lord's will be, you know, the Lord's will be done. Like God's will be done. Not mine, not my kids. Because it is true. I'm afraid I'll push them in a direction that I have no idea what God wants.
Yes. And you will.
And I could push them away from something.
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, I love that. I really love that a lot. Okay. And I was wondering.
Hold that thought for, don't forget it, but let me ask, have you
sure.
done the silent prayer at all?
I have not, no.
You know how to get it at rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer.
Oh, okay. I do remember saying that because I forgot okay.
Right.
Okay.
And you still can do your little hooping and hollering and begging God, really talking to Satan, but think that you're talking to God. And then once you're doing hooping and hollering, be still and know God.
Okay.
You have another question. Go ahead.
Oh, I just was interested in your maybe a counseling session type. Is that? Do I also go to Rebuilding the Man for that? Is that
yes.
also for women? Can, I thought. Or?
Oh yeah, for family intervention counseling, men and women. I counsel with men and women around the world.
Okay.
You can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND.
Okay. Yeah, that would be awesome. I would love that.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
In a way, a long time ago, I did tell her, you know, I was like, Mom, like, I do forgive you for the things. And, cause you know, I just know she harbors a lot of guilt, But I was just talking to my husband the other day about that in general, and he doesn't think I've really forgiven her because I struggle because, like, you know, if there's a continuous action, you're like, you want to try to just let it go. So I do try.
So have you forgiven your mother?
He doesn't think I have. So I guess I could say no.
Have you forgiven your mother?
No, I would say no.
And how would God forgive you if you don't forgive her?
I know.
That was a question.
Well, he says he won't. And so, he says if you don't, then he won't.
Right. And so even a silent prayer is not going to work for you if you're not willing to admit you're wrong for resenting, for judging, when you can admit, you know what, I have this anger, resentment.
Right.
I'm wrong.
I do.
And then you go, hey, mother, all my life I've been resenting you. I realize now you could not help yourself. I'm sorry for resenting you. And however she react to it, Kimberly, that's on her. If she feel guilty, if she cry, if she blame your daddy, or she blame you, that's on her. Don't argue with her. Don't try to prove. Leave her in her hell, and God will forgive you, and you'll be fine. And then if you have to deal with her, you will deal with her in perfect peace. She could not touch you.
Mm-hmm.
Because now you're under the umbrella of love rather than hate. Anyone who has anger or resentment has hatred on their heart. They're evil.
Yes. Yes.
You got to forgive your mama, Kimberly.
Okay.
You're shaking your boots, but it'll be the last time you ever have to shake in your boots.
I know. It's so, like, it freaks me out. I'm like, but you're right. You're right.
And the only reason you're freaking out because you do resent her, and whomever you resent, you're afraid of them. They control you.
Oh. Huh. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's why you're afraid to do it, because you resent her.
I am. And I do.
But you got to face it.
You're right. Okay. Does it have to be in person and with words?
If, like, possible.
Talking?
Yeah, absolutely. In words. And if you can talk to her in person or FaceTime or something like that, because you want to be looking at her while you're forgiving her so you can get your courage back.
Okay. All right.
And have
you're right. You're totally right.
Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I didn't say that specifically, but I have told him that I've forgiven him.
Did you tell him why?
I was vague, you know, just about...
What a beta.
You know. I know. I know. I am. I'm sorry.
Kimberly,
I'm very vague.
Forgive your father and your mother, and God, don't ask them. You forgive them, and God will forgive you. Do the silent prayer. Let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Amazing.
Amazing.
Bye now.
Bye.
I got to take a break. The hate news is coming. When I come back, more of your phone calls and the super chats right after the hate news. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
some crazy mess going on in this here old world, such as a worst case scenario per experts. All right. Catastrophic floods possible if they haven't happened already. I don't know. But slow moving storms in Texas through Thursday, I had previously reported in prior days or yesterday. And this woman's Labrador, a dog, perhaps consumed some cannabis, as in pot, and had a medical emergency on like Mount Everest, I think, if I understood it correctly, or in the UK's tallest mountain. Sorry, not Everest. This woman, a rescue team had to come to their aid. What are you doing taking pot up there? Terrible. Degenerates. You like the judgment in my voice? And by the way, the Trump administration, as you heard the other day, yesterday probably, the Trump administration ordered ICE, according to far-left extremist AP, to suspend most vehicle stops after those deadly shootings in Maine and Houston, which may have been justified, but still, you don't want to create the situation with these squirrely illegals or suspected illegals, and even people who aren't even really the target of the stop, but they're being stopped. What a mess. Total mess. These people are out of control, and now ICE is catching blame for it. And so ICE has to change their stuff. But anyway, Trump will do what's best, I'm sure. And Tehran is threatening to halt all Middle East energy exports after the United States reimposed our blockade on Iran over there in the Strait of Hormuz. And there's a dinosaur fossil that sold for a record $50 million. Exciting stuff. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. This has been the first hour of Manhood Hour, and we did take a call from a woman. Women are welcome to call in, as well as men, and even children, if your parents allow. Or if you can get it. Never mind. Even during Manhood Hour in the third and final hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, hang on, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well. We do see them and appreciate them, all right? And there is one line open. You can call in, old or young. You can call in to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E. That is 888-775-3773. And Jesse Lee will return. I'm going to be live on the Hake Report. I'm James Hake of the Hake Report. And then American Anchor Baby will be live after Hake. American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble. All right. You can also check punchy.tv. All of the streaming shows stream purportedly on punchy.tv, punchie.tv. And that includes Bill's show. Bill the Engineer, host of Punchy TV, which is live today, 2 p.m. Pacific time. And ladies, tomorrow night is the Women's Forum. It's the third Thursday of the month, 16th of July, 2026, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Join your fellow ladies and join Jesse there or be square. An American scientist, according to CNN, whose studies underground nuclear testing, has been detained in China for more than 18 months. That's like more than a year and a half on spying charges, per his supporters and a U.S. lawmaker. Yulin Chen. Yulin, Y-O-U-L-I-N, Chen, seismologist living in Boston, has been held in, not living in Boston lately, living in China, has been held since November 2024 per Senator Ed Markey, M-A-R-K-E-I-E-Y, in a statement. President Trump asked for Chen's freedom in a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing back in May, all right, according to U.S. nonprofit Global Reach. Okay, so I guess we're pulling for you, sir, if you're listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show and the Hake Report and American Anchor Baby and Punchy TV and Church with Jesse Lee Peterson. And the Fallen State. So cool. The JLP Network. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. Manhood Hour, Hour 3.
It's why history must. what history wants. So be sure to tell everyone. There will always be different months to celebrate. This month's gonna be white history.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Happy White History Month. And you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, are you violating God's laws? Are you violating God's laws? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show and listen to why it's happening. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that you may have peace of mind. I got love and I've got joy. But most of all, I got the Holy Ghost. I thank God he made it possible. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amazing. You can listen to the show on your phone and podcast by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to your super chats. But for now, it's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And the second and the last hour of Wednesday is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man?
It's an adult human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta male. A man is a male returned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
What was your first impression of me, babe?
First impression of what?
Of me.
Of you?
Yes, ma'am.
But you want the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Give me the truth.
I really wasn't happy that she was dating a man of another color. And I've been honest with you now. So you weren't the first guy that she dated of another color. There was another guy.
Oh, my God, bro.
But I will tell you right now, with a true heart and a true spirit, I was wrong. I don't know of another man other than my husband, and I had to beat the hell out of him.
You have to laugh to keep from crying.
But I don't know of another person that I admire as much as I admire you.
Thank you, Granny.
You take care of my family so beautifully.
She got it.
And Lord, you take care of me and my son. Older son, I believe, because she's old. I love you. That old freak man didn't do it. Oh, I really, truly love you. But you better not stop taking care of us. That love would turn to hate. But now, what I want to do is Let's do some super chat take. Because super I need chat. To catch up with those who did back to the phone. Super, super.
Nice. Pastor Chatelet, 122 gold pills on pilled.net says, Confucius say, when law say stop car, listen and life go far. Put Gara in drive, you no longer alive.
That's right. What the?
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, women hold their families hostage. Never negotiate with terrorists.
That's right. Amazing. Nice. Thank you.
No Mo Thoughts bought a coffee. Anytime I hear someone died of their aorta being severed, it reminds me how the Islamic prophet Muhammad died. It's quite ironic, actually, if you look it up. It says No Mo Thoughts, and I haven't looked it up.
Is he saying that Muhammad had a heart attack?
I don't know how.
Or heart problems?
He died.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you. I'm not aware how he died either. I didn't even think he was real.
He died on June 8th. Oh, he was real. He died on June 8th, 632 AD. A Google AI liberal says CE, common era, because they're anti-Christian. They don't want to say the year of our Lord. But anyway, in Medina, at the age of 61 or 62, after suffering from a severe fever and head pain for several days, he passed away peacefully in the arms of his wife, Aisha, that woman who was a younger girl at the time that they first married, and buried on site. That's according to traditional Islamic accounts.
They buried him in the house? That what on site mean?
No, on site wherever he was in Medina, wherever he died.
So Muhammad was
some
a real
say that he was poisoned, but lots of people say that's not true.
Muhammad was a real person?
Long-term poison. Yeah, he was a real person.
Oh, amazing.
Sure. Yep.
Well, may his soul rest in peace. What's that?
600 years after Jesus.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know what you mean, though, No More Thoughts, but thank you.
Me either. I've not heard that.
Travis S. on Bond JLP on Cash App. Shout out to the great Jackie Chan. Strong arm emoji. That's right. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month. Thank you. Is that a white history moment?
I mentioned Jackie Chan because remember that grandpa got mauled or thrown into the air by the bison?
Right.
Like Jackie Chan, 72 years old, probably could have handled it a little bit better than that man, but that man did okay.
Yeah, he did fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Travis with another on Cash App. Give up the reason for drinking. Monocle emoji. I'll smoke on that.
Amazing. Because the drinking is not the problem. The reason you're drinking is the problem. If you can overcome the reason you're drinking, then the drinking would disappear. And if you should drink, you're doing it in moderation. Amazing, huh? Thank you. I appreciate it.
Alejandro, 10 coffees, very generous. A personal white history moment. I am not white. I'm an American of Mexican lineage who grew up in San Diego. I was encouraged by my quote-unquote family and friends to beware of white people. Yet for the 46 years of my life, not all, but most of my white friends, coworkers, and bosses have been the most generous, hardworking, kind, and reasonable people I've ever encountered. In fact, I was treated worse by other Mexicans. What the? Thank God for white folks. Shout out. Stay white, my friends.
A white history moment. Thank you. That's
Shout
an
out.
Amazing one, too. That's a personal one. Right on. Thank you.
Lori with a BQ answer. Yes.
Are you violating God's laws?
Yes, she says. Every time I go with thoughts and judge, I know it's not me, it's evil working through me. Nonetheless, when I forget to be present, it is a violation of God's law to love. Good question, and thank you, Jesse.
Amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you.
Wapato Dave, 5 coffees. I think, therefore, I am not. Why am I buying you coffee when you have your own brand? What the? Put in the wap in Wapato.
Punchy coffee is delicious.
Yeah, Punchy's coffee, jesseleepeterson.shop. When you go to buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk, it's actually giving like a super chat money donation with a message tip thing. Right, it's not actual full blown actual coffee.
Yeah, you don't drink it. What the?
I know it's confusing. Asia, good morning, Jesse and crew. In the book of Genesis, Sarah gave birth to a son named Isaac when she was 90 years old, and Abraham was 100.
Yep.
It's the world that has the problem with older women having children, not God. A young person can also give birth to a child with problems, too. But if you're of the light, then your child will be fine at any legal age you decide to have it. What the? We need more white babies. Smiley and Blackheart.
We need more white babies. But I think Sarah had a relationship with God, right?
Maybe.
Did she? Abraham did, right?
Abraham did.
Oh, but Sarah did.
Sarah overheard them, and she laughed.
Oh, yeah, that's right, huh?
Remember that?
That's right. Well, her husband did. Have a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. well-taken advice, though. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Asia.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Truth for Jesus Truth for Jesus bought a coffee. Happy White History Month, in all caps, okay?
Happy White History Month.
Y'all, today we celebrate Willis Haviland Carrier. He invented the air conditioner. So next time you say, Lord, I'm hot, and turn the air on, thank a white man.
That's right. Right on. Thank you.
Nice.
Amazing. But in Europe, they took the air conditioners away from the folks.
Yeah.
And they're dying.
Some people are buying them back up.
In the heat.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a law.
I think it is, but I think that they may be relenting. I don't know.
They better change that law.
Yeah.
Speaking of laws, I saw a report. I don't know how true it is yet. I haven't verified it. But Congress passed a bill that they're not going to be turning the cost back anymore.
Only if the Senate passes it. We don't know what the Senate will do.
I know. They have to go through the Senate now, they say.
Yeah.
And they'll be signed by the Great White Hope.
President Trump probably would sign
it. Yeah, he'll sign it.
I mean, he's supported standard keeping it one thing. But I think Trump wanted it Pacific Standard Time,
not daylight time. I want it like this, daylight time.
Yeah.
So I don't
know what Trump wants.
And I know you don't know exactly what the Senate is going to do, but you predict.
I predict it's going to stay the same for a few years yet.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the first time the Congress passed it, like, overwhelmingly.
Oh, really? Is it the first time?
Yeah, that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And they passed it overwhelmingly.
I know that a lot of people have... There have been individuals in Congress who have been submitting it, and pushing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see, though. Thank you.
Bree K, 5 coffees. No message.
Thank you, Bree K.
Ball City gifted the cookie. No message.
Thank you.
Popcorns, Thump Keg Jesse. During your Fallen State interview with Dr. Linda Tarver, you mentioned that Jesus said an angry person is a murderer. Anyone who has anger is of their father, the devil.
Don't even trust an angry person, he said.
I've heard you say that multiple times, but I didn't see that in the Bible. My question is, did Jesus say that, or is that Jesse, you, saying that?
No.
Where did that come from?
That's in the Word. It's in the Bible. He said that an angry person is a murderer, and you cannot trust an angry person. And that is so true. Amazing, but it's in the Word.
Parentheses, hey.
Thank you.
Parentheses, hey, help me out on this. We discussed. And so I said... Yeah, some of those specific statements in word for word are not said by Jesus necessarily in the Bible, as I know it.
But that is in the Bible, that an angry person is a murderer.
Yeah, anyone who hates his brother is a murderer.
Right. So, and anger means hate. Anyone that has anger is hateful. Anger is evil, and no such thing as righteous anger. Amazing, but yeah, it's in the Word. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Popcorn.
Yeah.
ADHD... 777, I'm saying it. The Bible is absolutely infallible. We have copies that are over thousands of years old. The Papyrus 66 is a book of John written in like 200 to 300 AD. Most people couldn't read or write then. ADHD.
But how can a piece of paper be infallible? How is that possible?
Don't ask me. Ask Bill Lockwood.
Who made that up, that the Bible is infallible?
Don't ask me. You're going to tempt me to ask the AI, and we got more super chats to deal with.
It's all like something that the Catholic came up with.
Probably. These intellectuals.
Yeah. And Catholic people are a mess.
I heard that from Protestants, though. From normal Christians, that is.
But they follow that mess in the Catholic.
Yeah, probably. Fazul.
But it's all that the Catholic mess.
Okay. Fazul says,
I'm not sure, though. But I know nothing material infallible.
But thank you, ADHD 777.
Yeah, thank you, though. Amazing.
Fazul says, I popped out 68 years ago today. Old as dirt.
Right on. Happy birthday. Amazing.
Charlotte says, hey, Jesse, Google is so woke, as in liberal, that if you ask it if blacks were in America before Europeans, it will tell you black explorers were here before Europeans when there is absolutely no records of this, and Africans never built a seaworthy ship and have no history of exploration. What a mess.
I told you, AI is not real.
I have not independently verified Charles's claim about
either.
Google.
But yeah. I don't know if that's real or not, but I know it ain't true about that. That's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron, I'm here today for the great Reverend Peterson. Thumbs up emoji, American flag.
Amazing. Thank you for your support. Amazing American flag on the white hips of my hat.
Oh, yeah.
July just feels white. Nice.
Mike Young, hey, guest. Pardon me, Mike Young. I didn't catch this one. What's your thoughts on Trump? Referring to Alan Adams.
Well, he
comedy.
Doesn't want to discuss politics because he's an entertainer. So he keeps his politics to himself, which is perfect.
Yep.
The way it should be done. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike Young. Yeah. Commander Kim, White History Month. Tomorrow is the anniversary of Apollo 11, July 16th, 1969. Was the American space flight that first landed humans on the moon, and it's real, and the fifth crewed mission of NASA's Apollo program.
Amazing. Why, here's the moment.
Thank you, Commander Kim.
That's amazing, Commander Kim.
Space is real.
That's right.
The moon landing is real.
And the Earth is round.
Shout out, Flat Earthers in space tonight.
Shout out to Flat Earther. Amazing.
Victor and Haley.
Do the Flat Earther believe in the book is infallible?
Probably. Anyway, Victor and Haley bought a coffee saying respectfully, hey, save some drip for the rest of us.
What's drip?
I think it has, it's black vernacular for stylish apparel and accessories.
They're saying you look stylish right now?
Yeah, and not only is it stylish, it is JLP Network swag, if you will.
Amazing.
The Hake Report is on the JLP Network in July. Feels white. White History Month. nice. JLP hat. Nice. Thank you,
Thank
Victor.
Thank you. Amazing.
Jail Bell 71, not Hake acting like he's never worn a hat before. Laughing cats. Stay with it, buddy. More laughing cats.
Nice. Amazing. What? You can get your white Here's Your Hats by going to jesseleepeterson.shop and t-shirts and mugs. jesseleepeterson.shop.
Not to mention the coin.
Yeah.
Very cool. Walking Roscoe, regarding the silent prayer, evil can bombard the mind with the, am I aware right now? How aware am I? Et cetera, et cetera. Just keep it simple and stay with it. Love y'all. Rich in Germany.
Thank you. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I got to stop there. Hey.
We'll read the rest of these later, y'all. Thank you kindly. Y'all.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go to Chris out of Los Angeles. Chris, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Chris. Happy White History
Month. How you
doing,
sir? Happy White History Month.
Thank you.
Well, it's been a couple years since we talked, maybe more, but things haven't gotten much better for me, I'd say.
They have not?
Correct.
Go ahead.
Keep it. Yeah, just to kind of get to the point. Just not very happy in my marriage. We went through some rocky times. We got separated. There was some infidelity on my part, and then after, you know, she retaliated, and we tried to make it work again, got back together, ended up having a baby, and it's just gone from bad to worse.
Amazing.
So I'm just, you know, I'm really concerned for my child. Just, I've kind of given up, not given up, but I've accepted that my life is what it is and things are kind of what they are. I can't really change it. And this fantasy of this fairy tale life, you know, it's just not going to happen. But I don't want my child to be damaged, you know, because of our dynamic, you know, all these problems that we have in our marriage. I'm just trying to figure out where to go from here.
Are you still with her right now or are you separated?
We're still together.
You got living back together?
Yes.
What was the advice I gave you from, I don't remember the call, so what was the advice I gave you in the beginning?
So the advice was to forgive my it kind of, we went off topic and we started talking about my parents, and I have forgiven them. That was really the starting point. And, you know, that's where you told me to get started, right. And that's where we left off.
And have you been doing the silent prayer?
No.
Well, no wonder, Chris. What the? And why not?
Just getting, I don't have a reason. I just don't do it.
You love your misery?
I do not.
If you didn't love it, you would be doing the silent prayer. Why you say you don't love it when you hold on to it?
I think I live in the past a lot. I get lost in my thoughts a lot.
Of course. So why do you say you don't love that when you hold on to that?
Maybe I'm saying I don't, but I don't realize that I actually do.
No, you love your misery. You love the fact that you now have to worry about your child. You love the fact that you and your wife can't get along. You love the fact when y'all make up for a minute. And then when things go bad, you love it. Because if you didn't love it, you would let all that go. You would walk in the light and let the darkness disappear. So you do love it. That's why you haven't been walking in the light. You love the darkness.
That's what you told me last time, too. And I guess I'm just not realizing it.
No, you love the darkness. You love fighting with your wife. You love it all. You love the thrills of sadness. You love the thrill of fake happiness. You love the thrill of worry. You love the thrill of having a screwed up life. And you don't want to get rid of it. Because if you want to overcome it, Chris, you'd be doing the silent prayer. And you would put that before your wife or anyone or anything else. Because you'd be fine. If your wife came and went, that'd be fine. You wouldn't be bothered by it at all because you would have perfect peace.
So the answer is just get on that silent prayer.
There's no other answer but that. Don't resent her. Don't resent yourself. Do the silent prayer. Walk in the light. And so that you would love God with all your heart, soul, and might and love your enemy. And you can't help but have an amazing life. It will happen naturally. But as long as you love your misery, you cannot love peace. And you love your misery, Chris. You love having to worry about your... Did you make a boy or a girl?
A boy.
Your first child?
First child.
Alpha male, a little bit alpha.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But yeah, I don't want to have a beta father, that's for sure. You know,
You're going to have to overcome thoughts if you want your son to have an alpha father.
Yeah, I just got to get on it. Jesse, I stop making excuses. I think that's the answer.
There is no other answer but the light. None of us, not one of us on this planet can change our own lives. We need the light. And so all of your decisions have been made in the darkness. And that's why they don't work. The devil give you a suggestion. You take that suggestion. And the devil already knows it's not going to work. and then it doesn't work, and now you crying or worry, and the devil laugh at you. But the devil tell you, come back, let me advise you again. You go right back into thoughts and feelings, and you get this, some more advice from the devil, and it's still bad advice. Every advice that thoughts give you leads you deeper into the devil's arms. It's never going to work. It can't work. There's no life in darkness. There's no life in emotions and thoughts.
I've tried it before, and sometimes I just, like you said, I get into my thoughts, and I'm thinking, well, this isn't working, or this is, like, what am I doing here? Like, this is just, this isn't real, or just,
that
like,
wouldn't
keep the thoughts coming.
Those thoughts are all from evil. It doesn't want you to do it because it doesn't want the light to overtake you so that it can destroy the darkness. It's telling you that, but because you believe that your thoughts are your own, you believe in the thought. You worship it, the devil. You and Satan are one. You are the devil.
I hear you, Jesse. Like it's so simple. The answer is so simple, but I overcomplicate it.
Right.
And I just need to do the silent prayer. Just take it to God, right? And things will work itself out.
When you return to the Father loves you. The Father already have your life worked out for you. He said his ways are easy. His burdens are light. And he said to just walk in the light, but you're walking into darkness of your imagination. You love the darkness.
That's very true. And what I end up doing is I start visualizing the past and like reimagining the outcomes of things. Like, I should have made this choice and my life would have been this way.
That's what Satan tells you.
And I start to resent my wife or resent everything about my life. You know, I start resenting and becoming bitter.
Yeah.
And then I think I can control things. And, well, maybe I got to find a solution to everything. And it's just like a nonstop, like it drives you crazy. But the thoughts will just drive you crazy. And that's where I'm at.
Do you see at all that you listen, when you think about the past and all that, where is the past?
Doesn't exist.
It's just a thought, Chris. When the thought disappears, the idea of a past or a future disappear. It's just a thought, Chris. It's not real. It's an illusion. You got to overcome the world by overcoming thoughts.
All
right. Chris, it's just a thought.
It's as simple as that. I hear you, Jesse.
And the emotion you're only getting the emotions because you believe a thought. You cannot get any type of emotions without a thought. You have no past without a thought. You have no future without a thought. It's just a thought. And the thoughts are not your own. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Even God said, is it the word? Your thoughts are not my thoughts. My thoughts are not, your ways are not my ways. You still believe the devil when he told you. Those thoughts, Chris, are not from me, and they are not your own.
All right, Jesse, I hear what you're saying. I got to get on that silent prayer and stop getting lost in the thought.
Absolutely.
It's as simple as that.
And stop trying to make a marriage or anything work. It'll work naturally or it's not meant to be. If it doesn't work on its own, it's not from God.
All right, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Let me know
Thanks
how
you so
going.
Much.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll do.
Okay.
All right, take care.
All right. The stretch off on pills.net, and I'll be right back.
I was
wish I'd have found you earlier on in my life. Your recommendation to go and forgive your mother for resenting her, it's the hardest thing that I've ever done, but it was the easiest thing to help me overcome where I've been. My clarity changed overnight. Like, I began to see things different. Sure, you saved my spiritual life, because now I do have a peace, and it's a really weird feeling because there is no feeling.
Right.
But that's
amazing.
How you gotta know that you're in the right place.
Like you said, she couldn't help it. And when you start to look at her mom, or you look at her dad, or you look at that situation, you can see that life just being repeated inside of you. Yeah. And when you decide you want to be the person to step up and make a stand against it, it is going to feel weird because it goes against what you're used to. But as soon as you do it, you look back and wish you did it sooner.
There are men and women waking up. I'm telling you, they want to wake up. If you want to come out of your sleep, you can. But if you don't want it, the spirit of truth will just leave you there. It's up to you. Okay, welcome back. Couple quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11. And James Hake is on fire. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. After the Hake Report from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Energy everywhere. And after the American Anchor Baby at 2 o'clock today, p.m., Punchy TV with Bill. A live, brand-new episode every Wednesday with Bill at 2 p.m. And don't forget to call him. Super chat him. He is there and he is ready. Bill on Punchy TV. And then then the latest form tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And the ladies are enduring. They're going through hell, all the way through hell to get to heaven. And then at 7 p.m., ladies, the third Thursday night of the month. And last but not least, brand new episode of Punchy TV on Friday. I mean, not Punchy TV, my bad. There's so much going on. Lord have mercy. TheFallenState.tv. My bad. On Sunday. On our Friday. After the Hake Report at 11 a.m. I had an interesting discussion with Benjamin Krause. And he is a veterans rights advocate, attorney, investigative journalist, and the host of Veterans Rights Podcast.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What is a veterans' right activist?
When we need health care and we need it now, that we're not caught in bureaucratic red tape that the prior administration jammed us up with.
All right.
Theodore Roosevelt said that a man willing to shed his blood for the country deserves a square deal after.
Yes.
You know, anyone that supports veterans becoming leaders in America, I'm on board. Same team, you know.
Amazing. Does he obey you?
This was not what I expected, Jesse.
Amazing. TheFallenState.tv on Friday. And you can support The Fallen State by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel or locals.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I do appreciate it. Don't forget to like these videos. Hit the bell. Like the video. Thank you in advance. And I appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Noah out of Detroit. He's been waiting a while. Noah, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
Hey, Noah. All is well.
Hey, I went to Las Vegas a few days ago, and oh my gosh, the time zone in Europe in your area is crazy. Oh, man.
It's amazing. But what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
You're right. I can't talk about that. Anyway, I wanna answer your biblical question, please.
Are you violating God's laws?
I believe yes, and I would go further to say that everybody violates God's laws due to the 613 commandments in the Old Testament.
613?
Yes.
But God only had 10.
Yeah, but throughout the Mosaic Law, there were 613 commandments in the Old Testament.
But that was not made by God, though. He only gave you 10.
Yeah, he simplified it to 10. But, you know, but overall, there are 613.
But you can't keep all those laws, what the?
You can't. No, you cannot.
Those are man-made laws.
That's why we have Jesus Christ to save us.
But anyway, I put my two cents on Sunday. So you say, yes, you are violating God's laws, right?
Yes, yes.
And how are you violating God's laws?
Because, Jesse, according to Scripture, I am in my flesh, and therefore I'm full of sin. But that doesn't mean I'm not saved, though. What it ultimately means is that I do sin and I regret my sin, okay? Everybody should regret their sin, okay? However, that doesn't mean that you should be proud of our sin, saying, "Oh, you know, I do this, I smoke right. this, I do that, you know, I slept with a hooker, whatever, you know?"
You slept with a hooker in Vegas?
No.
No.
I'm
no. joking.
You know what I mean.
I do. I'm joking.
No, I went to see Conor McGregor get his ACL broke. That was fun.
Right on. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Who are you, Noah?
Who am I?
No, who are you?
Oh, man. I'm Noah. That's who I am.
That's your name, but who are you?
Like, as a person?
No, who are you?
I'm very confused about that. But, okay.
Confused about what?
I'm very confused about that question.
What was the question?
Who are you? Like, I can be asked in multiple different ways, you know?
I'm sorry?
The question, it kind of confuses me because it could be asked in multiple ways. Like, who are you?
But I only ask us in one way. I ask, who are you?
Should I get my job title out or something?
No, don't tell people your entire job or where you work.
No, I'm not going to tell you where I work, but job title.
Okay.
Okay, I'm a phlebotomist.
So you are your job?
No. No, I am.
So are
I am
you
a,
your name?
I don't know, Jesse, okay? I'm going to give you the honest answer. I don't know. I just know that God.
Did you know you did not know who you are?
Well, okay, I do know who I am, actually.
Who are you?
I know that we came from clay, water, and stone. So that's what we are.
So
clay,
you told
water,
me what you came from, but who are you?
I don't understand that one. Like, how do you want me to answer that? Like,
I'm asking.
Like what?
So far, okay, you told me your name. You told me your job title. You told me you came from clay and dirt and all that. You told me you went to Vegas, but you didn't tell me who you are.
Okay, I'm an alpha. That's what I am.
What's an alpha?
An alpha, that's a man, Jesse.
But so you're male, but who are you?
I am a God-fearing human being.
If you fear God, you would be breaking laws.
Well, here's the thing. That's impossible to not, you know, break 613 laws. I mean, that's a lot of laws.
God didn't create no 613 laws, man.
I think you should go back and read your Old Testament.
He gave you 10 of them. He only made 10, and you're making up excuses.
Okay.
So here's what I want you to do because of time. I want you to get to know who you are and let me know.
All right. Thank you.
All right,
I will. All right, you have a good night. You have a good rest of your day.
I can tell you this. You're not your name. You're not your job. You're not the clay and the water you came from. You're not Las Vegas. You're not those things. And so let me know when you remember who you are.
Who are you, Jesse?
If I tell you that, then you would be saying, oh, that's who I am.
Okay, I don't want to cheat. All right. All right, you have a good one, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Thank you for responding to the biblical question. All right.
No problem. You too.
Let me go to Dan out of Wisconsin. Let's see. He's been waiting a while as well. Dan, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse Lee Peterson. How are you?
All is well, Dan.
All right. Happy White History Month.
Happy White History Month, Dan.
So I don't know if you remember. I won't ask it. Don't ask a black man to remember. But back when you had a little issue, I'm in the health and wellness business, and I sent you some supplements.
Yes.
And then my wife, Beth, had a counseling session with you a few weeks ago. It was amazing.
How's she doing?
So, she's doing great. She's doing great. So we were really laughing the other day, and I'm calling to ask you.
Ask why
I do the crazy things I do. So listen to what I did the other day.
Okay.
About 2-3 days ago, it was a really hot day here in Wisconsin, and you know, in the morning, the sun's not dangerous and hot, and later in the day, the sun's not dangerous, you know, burning you. But in the middle of the day, it's dangerous, right? So it's the middle of the day. I'm driving down the road right in my neighborhood, and a neighbor of mine, a guy I don't even know, he's out working in his yard, pulling weeds and doing landscaping and blah, blah, blah. And I look, and he has no shirt on, and his back is pink. It's red. He's getting sunburned. Now, me, you're going to laugh, the helpful Dan, the good Dan, I'm already laughing. I'm like, I should tell him that it's a bad. Why did I have a thought? Like, I'm going to help this stranger and say, you realize you're in the sun right now, your back is burned, and I told you I'm in the health and wellness business. I was ready to go tell, here, put this sunscreen on. What is wrong with me, Jesse?
You're living in your imagination, and you're acting like mama. Mama got to help everybody.
That is so funny. When I went back home and I told my wife, Beth, the story, she was laughing and tears were coming out of her because I was trying to justify it. I go, well, isn't it nice? Isn't it nice of me to try and help somebody? We can't help anybody.
We can't help anybody, Mama.
The devil was trying to convince me otherwise.
Absolutely.
But, okay, well, I really called just to laugh with you because I love you, brother, and it's so good to always connect. And, oh, my God, your call with Chris a couple calls ago was amazing. It says, and I just love the way you just stay the course, the last caller. It was just incredible. You are so good at what you do. I know, God's doing all of it through you.
Yeah.
But, man, Jesse, just keep doing what you're doing, brother, because we love you and we sure appreciate your show and the whole crew.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate your support as well. Thank you. Helping us
all right,
help
Jesse
others.
Lee.
All right,
all right. God bless, Jesse.
You too.
Bye.
Amazing. Let me super.
Super Chat.
All right, catch up with the Super Chat.
Nice. Over on YouTube, Angband Art says, awesome shirt, Jesse. It looks like a medieval flag.
Thank you.
But you've changed shirts. I just noticed. Mr. Aware over here. You had a flag on previous hour.
Right.
A shirt that had like a seal.
Right.
It's cool.
Thank you, by the way. And I had to promote Bill's show.
Punchy TV, P-U-N-C-H-I-E. That doesn't look like a medieval flag to me.
No, this is Punchy TV. Amazing.
We're all wearing.
Did you notice, Nick, I had chain shirts?
I did, actually.
Haitian's blind and cannot see.
Whatever. I heard you ask if what's-his-name came with his car yesterday. I'm like, yes. Unaware, too, sometimes.
That's right.
Thank you, Amen. Art. Brandy from Hawaii, Jace so-and-so.
Thank you, Art, by the way.
Brandy from Hawaii says, so-and-so has proven Muhammad never existed. Mecca didn't exist back then either. All lies.
So Muhammad did not exist?
According to this person.
Brandy from Hawaii. Oh,
per,
yeah.
Per Brandy from Hawaii.
Amazing. Thank you, Brandy. I
won't tell you what I found on AI about this right. claim.
He mentioned, according to AI, this guy did exist.
He predicted it?
Right. Did yes. you read it?
Oh, yeah, I did.
You read it out?
Right.
And he died of something like something to do with the heart.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But apparently he did exist, Brandon, according to AI. Amazing. Thank you, though.
Melissa somebody's somethings says somebody, so-and-so, I won't name, needs Jesus. And she's something devil. All caps.
If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Nikki bought a coffee. I could be wrong, but I think the reason women divorce and refuse to follow their man has to do with why they choose them in the first place. If you don't genuinely respect or admire the man you're with, why choose him at all? Laughing with sweat coming out.
They marry their fathers and they hate their fathers, so they end up hating the man that they marry. Thank you. Amazing. Thank you, though. Good point.
Thank you, Nikki.
Yeah.
Jermaine, Jesse, is it normal to look in the mirror and not recognize yourself while working on yourself? It's weird.
It is weird. Just notice it, no big deal, but yes. You'll be like, what the? Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 222 gold pills. Jesse, axe Kenny.
Ask!
What Christ said when asked about the Old Testament laws. By Kenny, I think he means maybe Noah. I'm not sure who
Pastor Chatelet is referring to. I don't know who Kenny is, but that was, I guess, Noah was talking earlier about all those laws. God didn't make all those laws. Those laws were made by man. He only made 10 of them. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. And over on Rumble, a Rumble rant from Nick LaBoy. Jesse, here's some coin for your little business. Sorry, I'm...
Ah, your little business.
Sorry, I'm all hopped up on Punchy's coffee, laughing with tears. Love y'all.
Love you back, and thank you for your support. Enjoy Punchy TV. Good.
So good.
Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, folks, and get your Punchy TV.
Punchy's coffee.
I mean Punchy TV. Punchy coffee. What the?
And watch Punchy TV hosted by Bill today.
Yeah.
2 p.m. Pacific. Daylight time. And thanks, guys. I do believe I'm often mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. I thought most people knew that all the other laws didn't come from God, that they were man-made laws. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and all them, they made those laws. Moses only had 10.
False.
Who?
You.
How about false?
Because Moses gave all these things, and they're supposedly, I thought, from God. Before Pharisees and Sadducees even existed.
Moses only came down with 10.
He gave the 10 commandments, but he had all these things that were, like, good for you.
No.
Yeah.
It's like, love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor, and you're going to keep the rest of those laws, of the 10 laws. Mm-hmm. You're going to naturally keep those because you have the power of love.
Those are two.
But all those other laws, don't steal, don't lie, don't do this, and don't do that, that made up for the 10. Mm-hmm. Those laws came from God. Those other laws came from man.
I think God
the
gave
the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sadducees and all those C's people, they made all those laws, which you're never going to keep.
But we can't even keep the basics.
Right.
The love.
That's why you have to have love.
Yeah.
The greatest law is to love God with all your heart, soul, and might. Are you all right?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you're about to pass out.
That's just my face.
The greatest.
You went away from me.
The greatest law is to love God with all your heart, soul, and might. First, that's the greatest one, and then that will cause you to love you.
It's not the most comfortable sofa. Sofas in general, I'm not a fan of.
Right. You ready to leave?
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. But all those other laws, 600 some laws, that's ridiculous.
Well, there's different things that were like good for their health and stuff like that, and those things were, you know.
But if you did those other laws, the love first, you're going to eat without
nice
forgetting, so you won't overeat.
Yeah.
You got to drink in moderation, eat and drink.
He does say he'll write his law on our hearts.
Yeah, you think he wrote 613 laws. We ain't got enough room on the heart for that many laws. But anyway, let me go to Teresa out of Detroit. Teresa, you are on the air.
Let me cut the speaker off. Hi.
Teresa, happy White History Month.
Okay, all right. First of all,
you didn't tell me back. You didn't say happy White History Month to me.
I don't know what White History Month is.
Oh, July is White History Month. We've been celebrating. This is our ninth year of celebrating White History Month. We want to show our appreciation to the white men who founded and created the greatest country on the planet with the help of God.
Oh, wow. That's another story.
So
but,
now will you say happy White History Month back to me?
I will not. I will not because this country was not built on Christianity.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
What was it built on?
I mean, what's Christian about killing over 20 million Indians and displacing them, and they're living in poverty and slaves.
They had to protect themselves from the Indian, because the Indian people were living out in the woods, and all they were doing was smoking pot, and they were high. And so the white man had to protect himself from the Indians.
So they steal their land?
No, they didn't steal it. They didn't own the land. They were just living out there. They didn't have.
They were here first.
Enough to own it.
I mean, they was here first. You know.
What do you mean?
The Indians were here first.
But the white man made deals with the Indian, and the Indians agreed to the deals in some cases.
Yeah. So 20 million got killed, and it's so many that's displaced and living in poverty.
No, that's what happens in wars.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah. God is a God of love and war. Yeah.
God is not God is not a God of war.
Oh. If you tell one of the apostles, Joshua, what's his name? Gideon, to go in and kill everybody, kill the children, the men, and the women, and take their land. So why isn't he a God of war?
Who said that God said that?
Well, then the Bible is. It told him to go in and do not take any provisions for themselves.
But who?
Kill everything.
But who?
I was just reading in the Word.
Who said is in the Word? Who said that in the Word?
I can't take you to it right now.
Uh-huh.
But maybe, but guess what I will do?
And let me tell you why.
I will look it up.
Okay.
And then uh-huh. I'll get back with you on that, okay?
Yeah.
And then we can have further discussion, because I don't like indulging in long conversations about things that I can't give you proof of.
Right.
You know?
You said that about the Indians and you didn't have no proof.
But the Indians... I just know white men rewrite the history.
But then,
it's their story.
You said you have this long story about the Indians and the white man, but that story is not true.
Okay. Okay.
Did you know that?
So let's.
Did you know it's
let's
not
a,
true?
Let's agree to disagree. Okay.
About what?
Yes. You know that there is truth and there's a bit of truth in everything.
No.
You know, and almost there's a bit of truth in history, but not white man history. White man wrote history. The way, you know, they wrote the history. They didn't tell you about all the many people that died. You know, like
Teresa, because of time. If it wasn't for the white man creating the greatest country in the world, where would you be living right now?
I might be with my ancestors. You know what I'm saying? Where they live?
Where
you know?
Is that? Where is that?
I you know what? Because I've been so far removed, I don't even know. We had to rebuild our own culture because our culture was stolen from us. So I don't know.
Are you black?
I'm a little bit of black, a little bit of Indian. Maybe there's some white in the family. I don't know. I right now I'm light skinned with semi straight hair, curly hair. You know what I'm saying?
And there's some with geeky hair. You have good hair. You white.
I didn't say good hair because I'm leaving that. But I didn't say it was. And it was. It's curly. It get kinky. It get kinky when it get wet.
Oh, so when you say curly, you mean nappy hair?
Okay, well, I got nappy hair too, then, like everybody else.
You have nappy hair like a black person?
It's just a little different, you know what I'm saying?
Do you have nappy hair like a black person?
It can get that way without any oil.
Do you also have good hair like a white person?
I have a mixture of curly hair and kinky hair.
So you have Indian hair?
Yes, I suppose I do.
So you're a half breed?
Yeah, I'm half breed.
That's all I ever heard.
Yep. We were just talking about that. We had a little celebration in my sister's backyard, and my nephew had some questions on my sister, and Mini Fillers, our Indian name, and they married off to black people.
And that's all I ever heard.
And you'd be surprised. Have you done your ancestral? Have you done your ancestral thing?
No, I don't care
to look
about
up
that.
What you are.
I don't care about what that.
Well, I don't care about that either.
Right.
You know, but
I ain't gonna be putting my blood out there. Teresa, I'm out of time. Can you call me back tomorrow?
Wait a minute. I didn't finish telling you. I wanted to apologize to you.
Oh, okay.
I want to apologize to you for judging you and telling you I didn't like you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you that.
You love me now?
I mean, I've always loved you. And you have valid points, and I understand. And I judged you as a person, and I apologize. But I just want to tell you, I believe, and many people believe, that the Trinity of God, one God, manifested in three persons, God the Father,
no.
God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
I forgive you Jesus, for being mad at me, and I'm glad you love
Jesus
me.
Jesus is God, the Son, who became flesh in order to be sent, the sin-free Lamb of God.
No, Teresa, call me later. We're getting up. We're going off the air. Call me tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it, and you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father, and you'll see within you, He will fight the battle for you. And He will fight it without, because He will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, He will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before Him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality.